it's because I'm a Londoner.
Hello, my name is Keelan, and we went to the House of Parliament last Thursday and asked the MP a lot of questions, and my question was, what's your favourite food?
My favourite food, I like shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie is a favourite.
You know,
yeah.
When you've got meat and potato, it was always my favourite, and it still is. Particularly either with some carrots or baked beans.
Yeah, very nice.
That's what I would like. That was what I would choose.
Does my wife, pie here?
They do sometimes. Nice. Not often enough. Not often enough. But we have it at home occasionally. My wife makes it. The second one I like is fish and chips. Fish and chips. And in Fridays, not for religious reasons, but they often have it in restaurants on Fridays. Mm. Do you like fish and chips? Do you like? With tomato ketchup.
Definitely.
Got to have tomato ketchup. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
But shepherd's pie would be my favourite if I was going out to choose. You don't get it in many restaurants though.
No.
It's not popular now. It used to be very popular. But now it's not glamorous enough, is
no,
it, as
not.
Food. People want glamorous foods. Whereas I like good food. And I can't bear, can I say, I can't bear when you don't get a good plate full.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got a few little bits arranged on the plate.
Yeah.
Which looks wonderful, but you go home and you feel hungry.
The times they say they're selling you a pie, but it's actually just a casserole with a lid.
Yes, yeah.
Where's the base, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what we... Any rate. Okay.
Well, one of the questions we had in the car was, what do you have to do on a day-to-day basis here at the office?
Right. Well, first of all, we get lots of emails, people emailing us in with problems or invitations or issues they want to raise. So every morning, that's the first priority, to look at the emails and to take any messages off the phone, because people ring in and people write in. So they're always, like any office, when you go in the morning, you check the emails, you check the phone, and you take the post, and they open, and then we have a get together with the team to discuss them and what we're going to do. So that is the routine we start every day, and they are a top priority. They're always then invitations to go and do things. They're dealt with as well. So the team deals with them. My secretary deals with the invitations and the phone. Perry deals with the constituent cases, and Matthew deals with the rest.
And what's your favourite events to go to?
Oh, well, then I'm a minister, so we have to go to ministerial meetings. And on Monday, the meeting's in Downing Street. And we go there for a big meeting and plan the week. And then we have other meetings here with the whips, or committee meetings. And it's every day is different, depending on what the business is. But we are responsible for making Parliament work, the Commons work. So lots of meetings, and then later on, votes and the rest. And last night, well, Monday I was here from 9:30 through till about, well, it was be 10 o'clock. Tuesday I was here till 7 o'clock. Last night I was here till 9 o'clock. So quite a long day. Today I should be here till 5:30, and then I've got meetings locally in the constituency.
Well, it's good to the next question. What time do you have to wake up in the morning?
I get up at 6:15 every morning. Every morning, 6. What time do you get up?
7.
What time do you get up? 7. Anyone else? What time? Anyone else?
6:30.
6:30.
Seven.
4:30
is too early.
Well, it's the middle of the night. 4:30 is the middle of the night.
When's the time?
6 o'clock. That's because of my children.
Oh, right. Well, I get up to get my wife a cup of tea, you see.
Oh, that's nice.
Coffee won't help.
Oh, right.
Taxi and the bus.
Yes.
It's good. It's good view from there. You see, Westminster Abbey is the old building.
There.
The old building. So, yes, I get up at 6:15, make a cup of tea, get myself ready. And this morning I was out at 20 past seven to get to Barnhurst Station to get the train up here. I live in Lyndhurst Road. And the train I was going to get was 8 minutes late, but that was fine. It was, instead of 7:29, it was, I think, 20, around 10 minutes late.
8 minutes.
8 minutes late.
It's good for them.
Yes, it's not bad. And then I was here at 20 past eight, and then I was in meetings this morning. Yes, sir.
How much would you say your suits cost about?
Well, I'll tell you a secret. You know Blue Water?
Yeah.
A lot of things there. I go when the sales are on. And there's quite a number of shops there, and the suits are usually about 400 or something, but they get them down to about 200. So I like to go then. There's one in the summer, usually June, July, and there's one in the winter, which is around Christmas and the New Year with the sales, and you can get some really good bargains. And I'm very lucky because I'm a standard size, you know. Just, I'm not, you know, 6 foot six or...
Like me.
And so I get them there. And I choose, there's a number of shops there that have suits in, and you get a good deal. But I have to wear a suit for work because it's part of our colour uniform. And to go into the House of Commons, the chamber where we speak, you have to have a collar and tie on. You don't have to have a suit, but you do have to have a jacket and a tie. Or the speaker gets very upset because there's a standard dress, like anyone has. You know, if you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a policeman, you have a standard of dress that you have to do. Doesn't mean I live in it at home. You know, then I'm casual with a pullover, a sweater or something. Sorry. We politicians talk. Talk too much.
All right, another question was, is there anything exciting happening in Bexley Heath in the near future?
Well, exciting. Now, there we are.
People.
Well, yes, I don't know what is exciting. I mean, the thing is, Christmas is coming, so we're obviously going to have, hopefully, a Christmas market in Bexley Heath, which is always rather good. I'm a big fan of that because I've had French and Italians and various people in selling food and things. And I believe they're going to do another Christmas market, aren't they, in the near future. So that'll be good. And I think it's good for everybody, whether you're a pensioner, whether you're young, whether you're like us, some of us in the middle.
Yeah.
You're young, all right, you're young. The important thing is that that's good. That's very, very good. And it gives it a kind of buzz, I think. And Christmas is coming, although we just ordered our Christmas cards, haven't we?
Yeah.
Our Christmas cards.
So
we're efficient. Well, it does. The trouble is, we have a very busy schedule, you see.
So,
yes. Yeah. We have them printed, but yeah, I do also. And therefore, we have a huge number to do, about 400.
Really
400?
When do you think the next war will be like?
Well,
hopefully there won't be.
I'm very hopeful that there won't be. One of the things is, war is a terrible thing. It's terrible for everybody. Obviously for our soldiers, the front line, but the people who are their loved ones. It's terrible for the countries, it's terrible for the whole world. And the problem is that we do all we can to stop war, but there are lots of little wars going on, as we see in places like Syria, and you see all the terrible things on the television. So there are wars still going on, but we hope that we've got the United Nations, we've got NATO, we've got lots of things that hopefully get people talking. So they don't fight. We are working to stop war. And as you know what's happening in Syria, people are trying to see what can be done.
All right, what TV programmes do you like to watch when you get home?
Well, I don't get a chance to see much TV because, as I've just told you, the time that we do get home is difficult.
Nothing on the Sky Plus.
I don't have Sky Plus. I've only got the free channels, you see. I haven't got them.
Excuse me, why do you watch?
I don't get a chance to watch those, but on Sunday night I try and watch whatever's on television.
Watch
on Sunday.
Standards, man.
No, I don't watch EastEnders.
Do you watch EastEnders, man?
No.
It's good. It's very good. But the trouble is, last night, I left here at 9 o'clock. I was home at 10 to 10. By the time I've had a few chats with my wife, it's time to bed, because I've got to be up at 6:15. Sunday night, I like to watch things that are on Sunday night. And at the moment, I'm watching Downton Abbey on Sunday night, because it's the only night I'm at home. Every week, I'm at home on Sunday night, because that's what I am determined to stay at home on Sunday night.
And what type of music do you like to listen to?
Well, I'm old, you see. I like Motown. I still like the stuff from the 1960s. Oh, that's the monitor for the House of Commons. It tells us what's going on in the House of Commons, so I'm not there. So I like the music from the 1960s, and I particularly like soul music.
Good choice.
And Motown and that sort of thing. So that's what I grew up with. I was a big fan in the 60s of people like Marvin Gaye.
No.
So I like all kinds of music, and we do go and listen to lots of music. And I have the radio on, I buy CDs, and when I'm driving around.
And what was your favourite lesson at school?
Oh, history. I loved history. I love what went in the past, history. I love history, and still do. I didn't do it at university, but I do like history, and I think we're lucky in Bexley, we've got a lot of history, a lot of sites. I was at Hall Place. Have you been to Hall Place?
Yeah,
it's been a couple of times.
We were being to Hall Place on Monday morning. We were in Hall Place with the minister, the heritage minister, and it was lovely. The sun was shining.
Makes
everything different. Doesn't it? And the river was nice, and we did that. So I liked history.
Sorry.
Oh, we're really lucky here, because you meet the Queen at Buckingham Palace. Yes, Buckingham Palace, and it's a real honour and privilege to go to things at Buckingham Palace, because she's a marvellous role model. Us, having worked 60 years as the Queen, and she's still good fun, and she's still got a sense of humour, and that's quite good to have a sense of humour. So, you meet lots of people, you go to lots of places, and you have the privilege of meeting people from other countries. I mean, we've had over the years President Obama came here, and I met him, and that's a something special. Shook him by the hand, said hello, and chatted. And you meet entertainers, all sorts of people who are in show business. You meet people, sports people, some tremendous sports people come here. So we're really lucky that we meet people and go to events.
Right, anyone else got anything?
What's your favourite programme?
EastEnders.
You're an EastEnders. That's good. And you like the soaps.
And Bank at Airport.
He's a man who likes his telly.
When we leave, when David leaves every night, he gives us a rundown of what's on.
Yeah.
You check what's on.
He tells everyone. He tells us all.
Oh right.
Do you like Google Box?
Yeah, Google Box.
Fine.
Do you like Google Box?
Well, that's good. What is your? Do you watch telly?
Yeah.
What's your favourite? Got a one, or you just?
I'm just watching
River Song. Well, that's just good. And how about
Caelan?
Do you like telly?
I don't really watch telly.
Uh huh. What do you like doing in your spare time?
Just going out, really.
Going out with friends?
Yeah.
Uh huh. That's good. That's good. How about you? Do you watch television?
What's your favourite, Dave? It's The Simpsons, isn't it?
Oh, right. That's good fun, too.
Yeah.
That's good fun, too. But we're lucky we have so much television, so much choice, don't we?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Right. Anyone, anything else?
Anything else?
Jim, anything else?
Oh.
But I tell you, I still play my 60s music because they're all on CDs now. But there was the best Motown songs was out on our CD. It's really good. No, we're not allowed in here. We work. No time for that.
I'd have to have a little background music.
Yeah, a little bit of background. Yeah. I've got that little thing.
The trouble is, when you're on the phone, people hear music, they think you're having a party. Eh?
True.
So, as I say, we don't have music in the office, but I do in my car when I'm driving around. Yeah. Because that's good. I find it it's relaxing music. Do you like music? Anyone like music?
Do you like music?
Yeah.
What music does
Dave
like?
J-Lo. Oh, right, yes.
Jennifer.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Thank you, David, for your time. Thank you to listen. Goodbye, everyone.